Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Joins LSU staff as your new run game coordinator, but obviously his main role will be as the tight ends coach of the LSU Tigers. A very interesting hire. He's never coached the tight end position at the P4 level. You got to go all the way back to 2008. Yes, I was a freshman at LSU in 2008, where he coached the tight ends specifically, but I don't think it's going to be that big of a jump up for him. And obviously, he's most famously known as the now fired offensive coordinator at Florida State. So we're going to talk about not only Alex Atkins, but Lance Guidry. These are two coaches that are coming over that had disastrous seasons the year after they had their career best years, where Lance Guidry, of course, was a really good defense coordinator for Miami in his first year, and Alex Atkins was a really good offensive coordinator for Florida State during the Jordan Travis era. Now, there's a few things that need to be cleared up about Alex Atkins, and I'm very fortunate because we played Florida State, obviously not this year, but the 2 years prior, I was able to develop a good network of FSU sources. Two things are true about his Florida State setup, okay? And I do think this is very important. He didn't ever really call the plays. Obviously, it was still Norvell, who is a play-calling head coach. But while he didn't call plays per se, he was a guy that was involved at times calling the shots, right? Obviously, they gave him a few opportunities to call plays. The second thing that is true is that Florida State had about as disastrous of a season you will ever see an all-time great program have. And obviously, if you were to list the all-time great programs at college football, Florida State is in the fringe of the top 10. But rarely do you see an Alabama, a Georgia, a Notre Dame, an Ohio State bottom out like Florida State did last year, to where Mike Norvell had to take a $4 million pay cut. So when disaster happens, guess what? There needs to be a fall guy. And one Florida State source told me that that's what happened to Alex Atkins. Somebody needed to be let go. And by somebody, it is really somebody's needed to be let go. So some guys needed to be fired when you had an all-time great staff. Because how are you going to raise NIL? How are you going to convince a fan base after the season that they had, hey, let's just run it back with the same OC, DC, and guess what? Mike Norvell had to fire somebody. So that's how it was explained to me. Maybe Alex Atkins just completely forgot to coach. I highly doubt that's the case, but I want to share with you something that recently was said about Alex Atkins.
I went to a practice and I asked my coach, my ex-coach at Florida State, you know, about the offensive line coach at LSU. He was like, he's a great dude on and off the field. He'll take care of you, you know, beyond the, you know, the football aspect of it. And that's always been a guy who I've wanted to, you know, play for.
So Alex Atkins had a hand in you ending up at LSU, yes, even after he had you committed at FSU. Mm-hmm. What did that mean to you to get that advice from a guy who, you know, obviously lost his job and thought he was going to coach?
Atkins became almost like a father figure to me, a father figure, a friend, somebody I can talk the Bible about. And it was nobody really like to replace him, really, or somebody I can just see replacing him at Florida State, because I was there for him. In any interview I've ever done, I've always talked about how Atkins was the reason why I wanted to be at Florida State. And he was the reason why I started to like Florida State in the first place.
That is recent top 50 signee Solomon Thomas of LSU, who said, hey, I was going to Florida State to go play for Alex Atkins. He disappeared, and Alex Atkins then recommended Bo Davis. Now, what needs to be investigated is, did Alex Atkins do this to potentially help his chances of getting a job at LSU? I don't know, but I honestly don't think that that is something that happened. It very well could have. It's plausible. But I also just think he was just doing Brad Davis a solid. I think he also was just telling the truth about Brad Davis. Quite a few of his players feel that way about Brad Davis. Speaking of which, Brad Davis's former offensive lineman, Miles Frazier, had a good day at the Senior Bowl today. So you can check that out. I posted all his clips at Power Hour LSU on Twitter. So for me, Alex Atkins to LSU, good day. I like the hire. Run game coordinator. Can he come in and get the run game going? Now, this is where it's going to get very filmy. And I mean very, very filmy. And we'll dive deeper into this as the season, this offseason, moves on. LSU does not have a run game identity. Last year, it felt like they were going to be an inside zone team. And the reason is because, well, Jaden Daniels ran a lot of inside zone and zone read principles, and we were used to running inside zone. We couldn't run inside zone. So what about outside zone? I felt like we were too predictable with our outside zone. We'd always get in pistol to run outside zone. I wish we would have done more duo concepts. I've mentioned that quite a few times. But the truth is, one concept that we struggled with and have struggled with is counter. All right. Counter is when two, or oftentimes just one, offensive lineman or blocker pulls from one side to the next, and there is a running back misdirection involved in it. That's counter. All right. That is what Florida State did. Florida State in the Jordan Travis era, so not this year, but the previous seasons, might be the best counter run team you will ever see. They ran it beautifully. And who was the master of the counter scheme? Obviously, Mike Norvell is the one that called the shots, but it's Alex Atkins. So LSU, with this hire, if he is the run game coordinator, now, obviously, he's going to fit the run game that is best for our guys and for our team. But I do want to include, and I've actually sat down and watched this seminar by Alex Atkins. He used to teach seminars on counter. Seriously. Speaking to high school coaches, this film analyst or this high school coach named James Light posted the seminar on him breaking down counter. Now, do I recommend you go watch it? It's tough to watch because he's an actual football coach and there's a lot of things that will fly over your head. And the way a football coach breaks down film is different than how I do it, okay? It's a lot of rewinding, fast-forwarding, and they break down every last little inch of where your foot should be, how it should be stepped, how it should the splits should be, pad level, all those different things. Obviously, I don't get too deep down into those weeds because it would bore and just take way too long. But I got to go find it first. But I remember watching it, and I learned a lot. It made me a lot smarter. The guy knows ball. Like, it wasn't just some guy just talking. He knows freaking counter. So is that going to be our identity next year? A counter run scheme. Did we run some counter last year? Yeah, we did. Now, what's very interesting is LSU's best counter run game actually happened in 2021. And that was Ty Davis Price's Florida Gators performance where he broke, obviously, the single-game rushing record, which is also kind of weird because it was Fournette's record, but then it was also Darius Geis' record. But that's a different story for a different day. That run scheme, if run properly, is deadly. It is really, really, really hard to stop. But the only way it's going to work is if you rep it, practice it, get used to it, get comfortable in it. I also don't think counter needs to be run from under center, but I like counter out of under center. I'm just a big fan of being under center. But you can run counter out of shotgun as well. Something else I really like about counter are the pullers, okay? So when you pull linemen, I think it creates explosive not only in your run game but in the pass game. If you watch really closely, there are a lot of explosive misdirection pass concepts that involve a pulling lineman. Sometimes it's one, sometimes it's two. And I think that's going to be something else that Atkins brings to our team is he's going to make us better pullers. So it's not just counter runs. It's how we actually play action and all those different things. And you do add some. Now, once again, he didn't call a whole lot of plays at Florida State, how it was explained to me. But he does bring some offensive coordinator experience, even though it's more in name. Okay? So, there you go. We welcome in all our viewers on a gloomy Wednesday. We've had a Mello, Tony, Cedric, Big Dex, and Jacob. Let's go. Now, this is where it gets really sexy. Ooh! One thing that is going to be very interesting about this LSU staff is that it will be a lot, and I mean a lot younger. Okay. We will have a lot of youth on our coaching staff. Cortez Hankton on the younger side. Brad Davis on the younger side. Alex Atkins on the younger side. Joe Sloan on the younger side. Go to the defensive side of the football. Blake Baker, under 45. List goes on and on. LSU will be younger in the coaching staff. Is that okay? Sure. Because you do have some experience, Bo Davis, Kevin Peoples, and so on. And sometimes youth is a little overvalued. Because a lot of the coaches on LSU staff didn't have professional careers, like Alex Atkins. He got right into coaching in 2007. Now, it wasn't a lot of Power 4 experience, which is a little concerning, right? The only P4 experience he has is at Florida State. But it is something, all right? It is something. Now, really pumped up about Atkins, and also really pumped up about all the offseason content we're going to be doing. So comment below, what would you like to see during the offseason? What are some breakdowns you want me to do? And our staff here at PHL, and by our staff, I mean me. I do want to point out a few things from the Senior Bowl today. I did a deep dive on Jack Besh on Power Hour NFL. In the minds of many, he's had the best Senior Bowl out of anybody at the entire ordeal. But I want to talk about Miles Frazier, who had a big day, Mason Taylor. Emory Jones has had some rough reps mixed in there. And Garrett Dellinger's had some up and down experience, as had Savion Jones. So it is interesting. I'm still a fan of Jack Besh. In fact, I have his autographed helmet right over here. Still a fan. Now, the next thing, I do feel this is important. What's next for Tre'Davious Green? Obviously, he is the tight end that we're all circling as a big breakout candidate next year. Ended the season with an absolute bang versus Baylor in the bowl game. There's some alliteration for you. He has this breakaway dunk versus Alabama. Five-star recruit. What do we make out of Tre'Davious Green going into next season? Well, the first thing is he even a tight end? Or is he just a big body receiver? Obviously, he could play both. But I think Alex Atkins, as an offensive line coach, will help our receiving tight ends become better blockers. Because one thing that's interesting about Atkins is the tight end position, where LSU is really strong, is the receiving aspect of it. Barrett Sharp was a very inconsistent blocker at Oklahoma. Donovan Green, obviously hurt. And then obviously J.D. LaFleur, probably the most traditional tight end in that room. He's only going to be a true freshman. And then, of course, Tre'Davious Green, who's mostly a wide receiver, had a few blocking reps in Baylor that were inspiring. But look, I think Alex Atkins will help out LSU in that aspect, because those tight ends need some help blocking. All right. And, you know, I tend to factor in pro success. How good you are as a pro tells us how good you were in college. How were you really a missed asset? And obviously, Mason Taylor moving up draft boards in Mobile shows you how good he was. We have a huge hole to fill. And the funny thing about it is I feel it's holes with an S. We've got to get better at using tight ends. We just do. That's just how I feel. Got to get used to using multiple tight ends. You know, our wide receiver room is deep going into next year, but is it a situation where, like with 2019 LSU or 2023 LSU, where we have three stud wide receivers, we want to be on the field as much as possible? That's not how I feel about this next year's wide receiver room. You know, so I want to use more tight ends. I want to use more 12 personnel because it helps create numbers in the running game. So hopefully that helps. Now, it's been a good bit of time talking and studying a few very creative offensive minds when it comes to the running game. And one of those guys was Liam Cohen. And it's amazing how many OCs are out there that create rushing yards on plays where their offensive line doesn't need to complete a single block. And we've talked about this quite a bit. Hopefully, Alex Atkins brings some of that misdirection to our rushing. So I do think it's a good hire, even though it's not like a clean tight end coach coming in to be a tight ends coach. And we'll see what happens. Because obviously, Slade-Nagel was fine. Overall, he was fine last year. So there you go. Now, let's go to BT, who's in the chat. He says, LSU was dead last in rushing last year. Anything is an improvement. Well, there you go. Now, let me see. LSU, obviously, is playing the number one team. Auburn, I didn't want to change my time because if you move, especially with women's basketball and all the women's basketball coverage, we move our live streams around for women's basketball. I don't want to move it around too much because there is so much LSU sports going on right now. But currently, LSU is tied with Auburn 10 minutes through the first half. So I won't go too long. Another thing is tomorrow for Thursday night show, it's either going to be very early or very late because I have college basketball myself. I have to go call. All right. So there you go. Let's go to Jacob. Will he be allowed to make much of an impact in designing the run game? I tend to think, Jacob, it's a good question, that the title of passing game coordinator and running game coordinator can be just a title, all right? Something that makes you sound more important than you might be, all right? And you see that throughout college football quite a bit. The reason I think he actually will get a chance to do this is we had a crappy running game last year, all right? It was crappy. And, you know, there's been a bunch of discussion, not just amongst fans, but in our Discord and just in general, a whole lot of discussion about Brad Davis's performance. Our offensive line last year wasn't good. It's just that simple. It wasn't good. Now, why wasn't it good? It is a very, very, very complex issue. Very complex. So you bring in Alex Atkins to help with this situation. It is interesting, Brad Davis. I'm a Brad Davis fan from the vantage point of what I hear from the players themselves. Okay. But you have reason to be critical of how our offensive line performed last year. Okay? There's really, 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 really good skepticism about Brad Davis. That's why you bring in Alex Atkins as well. He's going to help out with this. Okay? He is really going to help out with this. So, I really do like to hire. I really, really, really do. I'm not just saying that just to say it. Okay? The staff is so much better than what we had during the early Brian Kelly era, okay? Outside of Jamar Cain, who I think is ridiculously good. But if you have Bo Davis and Kevin Peoples, you're fine at defensive line right now, okay? The next thing I want to get into here is how do I feel about Garrett Nussmeier and his role in the running game? Because your quarterback plays a big role in how your run game performs. And one area where I'll defend Brad Davis and Joe Sloan to a certain degree is we did have to replace, arguably, the best college quarterback season ever. Now, I think Joe Burrow, of course, was better than Jaden because, you know, we actually went 15-0 and won the Natty. But Jaden Daniels did not have a bad game. And for two seasons, Jaden's sheer existence on the field made our run game better because you have to account for him. And sometimes you can overcompensate for him, and it made our running backs a lot better. All right. So you go from that to the literal exact opposite. And it does make things more complex when it comes to actually running the football. And that is still not an excuse for you to not run the football, because Quinn Ewers runs a 5.840. Texas's run game was ridiculously good. And that was after their two running backs, their two best running backs, were out for the season before the season even began. So, you know, all the excuses are to the side now. If we can't figure out how to run the football this year, then there needs to be drastic changes. Drastic. All right. Let's go to Blanche. Can you teach a running back how to see holes? Thinking about Trent Richardson. Yeah,
you can. But look, Blanche, so much of it is just feel. It really is. So much of it is just a feeling out process.
It's hard. It's really, really, really hard. Now, I will also tell you that Caden Durham was really good last year. The vision needs to get better, though. And look, that was said by me before the season even began. It's really, really, really hard to run the football as a true freshman when, as a high schooler, you literally just ran by everyone. And honestly, Caden last year was a little bit more nuanced than I thought he would be. So there you go. Let's see. Coming up next. Actually did my prep in my phone today. Is there a reason to be excited about not next year, but the year after for LSU football? And the answer to that is a resounding yes. And I'll tell you why after this.
Let's go!
On a journey together with Zion Imaging, I want you to see this experience up close. And me as a wedding and event DJ, I watched how everybody had so much fun with Zion Imaging. And a big reason for their success is the team. Yes, Jaron Thomas and his family started this off as a passion project, and they have one simple goal in mind: taking your event to the next level. Whether it's a wedding, reunion, quinceañera, school, or corporate event, Zion Imaging is all about family-friendly fun. And I gotta show you on this tour the high-level technology that quickly sends your video session to your phone, whether it's iPhone or Android. Yes, it's the Zion Imaging 360 Spin Booth experience serving North Texas, North Louisiana, South Arkansas, Orlando, and more. Give us a call, 318-469-4265. Check us out on Facebook or book us at Zion Imaging, xyanimaging.com. Home is where the heart is, and our friends at NOPOD Roofing really takes that to heart. 504-810-8744. Give them a call today for all of your roofing needs. And one of my favorite things about NOPOD Roofing is their versatility. They not only do roofing, they do siding, they do painting, they do tree removal, fencing, anything home improvement. Our friends at NOPOD will get you straight. Give them a call today at 504-810-8744 and let them know PHL and Carter the Power sent you. We never overpromise and always overdeliver with NOPOD, baby. Let's go. All righty. LSU, top five class for the class of 2026 already.
They got a strong prediction for the class of 2027. Ahmad Hudson, a tight end. You should be excited about the future of LSU football under Brian Kelly. Now, I understand results will be the results this year. And I still go back to this idea that we always got to look back at 2023 should have been the season when we had Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, and Brian Thomas Jr., and Mason Smith and Makai Wingo on defense, and we just couldn't deliver. But I do think we'll look back at 2024 as well, where there were a few missed opportunities, but I do think the schedule set up really nicely for us for 2024. USC and UCLA turned out to not really be all that good. You know, South Carolina ended up being very good, but, you know, we beat them, beat a good Ole Miss team. And Alabama was down. This was the weakest Alabama team in eons. Eons. Forever. Didn't have to play Georgia, Texas, or Tennessee. And 2024's schedule set up pretty nicely. Now, you get the 2025 schedule. It's more complex. It's a little bit more a true road game versus Clemson. Florida's quarterback going into year two, DJ Lagway. Lenore Sellers going into year two. Lots of quarterback continuity on the schedule in 2025. But the good thing, no back-to-back true road games, no back-to-back games versus top 15 recruiters. It should set up nicely. But it is important to also maintain the big picture, where the 2026s and the 2027s are setting up pretty nicely. And, you know, I still stand by LSU should be able to make a 12-team playoff once out of every two seasons. Should. All right. So it is what it is as far as what has happened in the past couple of seasons where there were opportunities for us to go the distance, and, you know, we squandered them. But last year's team, from a roster standpoint, you can go listen to our streams leading up into the season, and it did result into some, you know, some angry parents, and that's fine. Sometimes you just got to tell the truth. Our roster just wasn't what it needed to be going into the season. Okay. BT says if the run game is better, Clemson feels winnable. So there you go. Now, here's what we're going to do. I didn't plan on going that long because I want, you know, to allow you guys to watch the second half in peace. I also want to watch the second half versus Auburn. But here's what we're going to do. Next 10 to 15 minutes, we'll answer as many questions as we possibly can. If you super chat, we'll keep the party going. We can do a watch party. Auburn's starting to pull away from LSU, 30 to 20 now. No real surprise there, okay? Let's see here. Here's one thing I wanted to share. And I saw this during the commercial break. It is something, okay? I want you to take a look at this from Parker, who I like a lot, Parker Fleming, at Stats O' War, okay? This is rushing game success. All right, so to the x-axis is yards before contact per attempt, and the y-axis is yards after contact per attempt. And as you can see, Florida State was not good in either. Okay, they weren't last year. Now, if I do remember correctly, this was a piece of strength for Florida State the year before. And that makes sense, right? They had Trey Benson and a loaded offense. But as you can see, LSU, we were also bottom 10 in all of college football in yards before contact per attempt and yards after contact per attempt. We weren't bottom 10 in yards after contact. What that tells me is our running backs are actually talented. In particular, Josh Williams is really good at breaking tackles and falling forward. But we need to get better in this area. So hopefully Atkins is better than this. This is not a good sign. It is something, though. All right. I saw this during the commercial break. Okay. Let's see. Next, I'm out. I'm out of things. I normally take a few comments, but I kind of want to watch this LSU-Auburn game myself. Big shout out to each and every one of you. Big shout out to Zion Imaging, xyanimaging.com. And we'll talk to you soon. It is Power Out LSU. Boom. And tonight we are doing some soup. Now, go to Power Hour NFL. You could see my Jack Besh film study. You could see all my other film studies, Chiefs, Bills, all that stuff. And there you go. Let's go.